Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. It's another cold day here in Iowa. Very breezy, and that makes it very, very cold. So anyway, let me go ahead and start with my tuning in chant. Om Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and it's all around me. It is. We all have it. It's all there. It's beautiful. Sometimes you just have to pause for a moment and listen. We get so busy, doing. It's been pretty blissful the last couple of days. I've had some time on my own, and that's just been so peaceful, so restful, so absolutely blissful, just because it's been pretty crazy busy for the whole month we've been here. We are going home next week, which is pretty nice, but, you know, kind of torn because mother and dad are, you know, that's the end of their life here, and we'll see. They kind of go in and out of having a hard time. Challenges for sure. Anyway, okay, the angels are saying they want me to do two chants right now. So they want me to first do neutral mind, non-attachment, and they're saying because that's, as humans, we get attached to other humans being in human form. And, of course, I was just talking about mother and dad, Jim's parents, but also just thinking about my dear, very beloved Michael, who passed October 15th. And I still miss him. I miss being able to call him, but I am getting more used to talking to him in the other dimension. So that's lovely. And anyway, okay, let me do the chant, and then we'll see what happens after that. Asankanav, Asankatav, Agamagam Asankalo, Asanka Kahe Sidabada Hoy, Akari Nam, Akari Sala, Akari Giana Gita Gunaga, Akari Likinabol and Aban, Akara Sidisan Jogavikan, Jine Likitisiranai, Jifurimai, Tip Tipai, Jeta Kita Teta Now, Vinanave Nahi Kotau, Kurata Kavan Kahavi Char, Varina Java Ekavar, Jo tu dubhave saibalikar tu sadasala mata nirinkar. So the angels were kind of whispering in my ear while I was chanting that. And basically, we as humans were so kind of, you know, because this is what we know, we think this is the best plane of existence. And they're giggling a little bit because when people move to another plane, you know, in human language, when they die, we think, oh my God, that's so horrible, that's so horrible. But really what it's about is it's our pain, it's our anguish, it's our missing them. I am blessed to be able to talk to other dimensions. I feel so, so fortunate, and I have been instructed to come out and be very open about this. So anyway, I just feel so blessed to be able to have that. But the angels just want us to know that people who've moved to the other side or the other dimension or whatever other dimension they're on, it's actually really pretty darn blissful. They're not having the bodies in the same way that we do with the aches and pains. And kind of ironically, I actually fell down today and kind of got a little bit of a gouge in my knee and tore my tights and stuff. So it's like, man, that human body, you know. So it's just different on these other dimensions, and so the M&Ms are there now. My Michael, and or I should say he's many people's Michael, Michael J. Lincoln, a.k.a. Narayan Singh, and Archangel Michael are just kind of dancing about around being silly again. I love you guys. Thank you for doing that. and frolicking and just wanting us to know that the other dimensions are fabulous. So that chant for non-attachment is really for us in our human form not being so attached to the human form. So anyway, there's that. I will do the chant for miracles in a little bit. They're wanting me to share a little bit about my journey. It's just lovely. I mean, it's been very, very intense on many levels. The emotions, it's very, you know, it's sad at times. It's very tense at times and kind of feeling, you know, mother and dad's, especially mother is more panicky about with dad, kind of failing a little bit. And my husband and I've talked a lot about now nursing homes. And even though this is a really fabulous nursing home, we are determined that we will not go into a nursing home. So we've been talking about that. I know that I've had some really fabulous breakthroughs around kind of with my journey, what I'm supposed to be doing, what are my gifts, I'm supposed to share them, you know, figuring out what my gifts are. Partly it's that I'm psychic. Partly my friend who encouraged me called me a spirit translator, which is true. And I came up with my compelling sentence: as a spirit translator, I help you find or get in touch with your internal guidance system and help you get more love and joy in your life, which is what I do. That's what I do. I also had some fabulous confirmation around the aging process, which, of course, here we are with a 96 and 97-year-old. I decided this is kind of silly in a way, but I realized that I just really thought, you know, every day I feel a little different age-wise. Like, I've had 59 journeys around the sun, but I don't feel like I'm 59. And some days I feel like I'm 18. And so yesterday I have longish hair, and I've always wanted to be able to do all these hairdos with my hair. And anyway, I made a kind of a fun, slightly Princess Leia-ish look yesterday, and just thought, you know what? I don't care if people don't like it. And I'm sorry, my dear husband also, but I'm going to have fun with this. Why not be creative and do this? That was a really sweet realization, you know, just about the aging and just learning a lot while I'm here. I was able to say no yesterday without having to explain myself. That felt really good. That's a bit of a miracle for me. So lots of energy going on. Here we are in 2017. Pretty amazing. Frankly, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to do the chant for miracles just because I think for some of us, it will feel like a miracle to just shift our energy, to shift our focus, to shift the idea that things are going to hell. I don't think they are. I'm actually pretty excited about what's happening. But if you look at it in human terms, it's a little scary. So let me do the chant for miracles and we'll see what else is supposed to come. Dun dun rum das guru, genesidhi athena savadiya, puri hoe karamat, opposite of jinahare thariya, sikhi ate sangati, parabrahma kara namasakariya, atala ata hoto latu, tera antana para variya, jini tu sevia bokara, se tu de para utariya, laba loba kama krodha maho marakade tu de sapara variya, Tana sotera tana hai sachatera pesa kariya. Nanakatu lehenatu hai guru amaratu vicharia. Guru ditata manasadariya. Guru ditata manasadariya. So I'm seeing the M&Ms are just, it's interesting. They're kind of now acting and showing us that they have these huge wings, which of course angels don't always have wings, but they can have some as needed. And they're showing that they're just embracing all of us. It's kind of like almost like an image of a toy globe or something, but they're embracing us and just enfolding us in their fabulous, healing, loving, most comforting, most amazing, most soft, most therapeutic, delicious, fabulous angel wings. Just like imagine the most comforting of comforts, and there you go, whatever that is for you. So they are enfolding the world and all of us individually, and they just want us to know that they are there for us. I know that my dear Michael became kind of a guardian angel in this, and we'll see. You know, I'm not sure how that works, if he forever is. Oh, he's saying yes. I know my dear friend, who's also a Michael connection, talks about how she writes to him, and he basically answers back that way, which I thought was a brilliant idea. Anyway, for those Michael J. Lincoln fans out there, we do miss that guy. But you can talk to him. He says, talk to me, I'll answer. Gosh, just lots going on, lots shifting, amazing, amazing times we're in. I'm excited about all of it. I know that also I'm talking about with my friend Sila doing some kind of workshops together, which I'm very excited about. We'll see how that unfolds. And sound healing, probably. Maybe some yoga, certainly some dancing. Wiggling around, dolphin dancing, and chanting, and just angels and all kinds of stuff. I realized, you know, part of me thinks, oh, I have to wait till I get home to do things or to kind of be my normal self, but it's really not true. I've noticed that now in the last couple of days, as I've had these a little bit of time to myself, which has been very blissful, like how completely important that is for me to do that. And it has been very challenging to have that time here. And you know, I just got to seek it out, I think. So anyway, lots of good stuff. The angels are saying, I have this, one of my favorite poems by the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, and I get that kind of stuck in my head, you know. He says, O Lord, may of thy peace. And you know, what is it for you that brings you peace? What is it for you that brings you joy? Find that, you know, take a moment, pause, and figure out what that is. You know, it's really, really time to let go of what does not bring you joy, to let go of what brings you pain, you know, to let go of anything that doesn't serve you. It is time moving into our gifts, acknowledging our gifts, recognizing our gifts, and sharing our gifts with the world. That's why we're here. I know not everybody thinks like that, but the ones who think like that will get what I'm saying. Like, acknowledge your gifts. Realize, you know, if you have to say to somebody else, and this happened to me recently, if you have to say to somebody else, do you do this? And they say, no. Wow, you can do that? Then you realize, oh, I have this special, unique thing, which is pretty special. You know, that's pretty cool. And we often think that other people can do it. Anyway, the lady just told me I have 10 seconds left. I am so honored and so blessed to be able to be here with you all, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful, fabulous day. Many blessings, and I love you all. Thanks for joining me.